Without further ado, we're going to start our program. They said I wouldn't make it. That is our month theme. And we're going to get started. We have our keynote speaker, Sister Lalita Crenshaw. I do want to announce, if you're not hosting, do not work the calls. You're completely. All right. So first up, we're going to have our opening prayer by Sister Elizabeth Miller Francis.
Good night, sisters. Thank you so much, Sister Sharka, for hosting. Thank you so much for all the participants who will be taking part in our program tonight, and I'm so grateful to be a part of it. Let's go to God in prayer. Most righteous and heavenly Father, as I come before you tonight, Lord, I just want to give you thanks for this opportunity to come before you, to call upon your name and to give you praise. Father God, you are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. You, God, is a great and awesome God who sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins so that we could have this opportunity to come before you, Lord, in this fashion. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, that you forgive me, God, of any sin that I have committed, knowingly, unknowingly, God, so that it will not hinder my prayer tonight to you. Father God, I thank you so much, Lord, for our first-time callers, and for every single person who is on this line right now listening. I pray, dear Lord, that you be with them, be with all the participants who will be taking part in the program. I pray, dear Lord, that you will help them, God, to give their best to you. I thank you so much for our speaker, Sister Crenshaw. I thank you so much, Lord, for everything that we'll be doing tonight here on the line, Lord. They said we wouldn't make it, Lord. We did make it, Lord. And, Father, we are just grateful, Lord, that we have this opportunity, God, to get into your words and to be able to change from it. Father God, I love you so much. I thank you so much. And I pray, dear Lord, that Sister Crenshaw will deliver your word powerfully and that her heart will be changed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Elizabeth Miller Francis. We appreciate that powerful opening prayer. Okay, next on our program, we will have our scripture reading. Our scripture reading will be by none other than our Lady Prayer Warrior Administrator, Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins.
Good evening, sisters. Our scripture reading will be coming from Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 13, and Matthew 7, chapter, the 12th verse. I will be reading from the English Standard Version. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 12. So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and readers of his holy and divine word. Thank you, sisters.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for reading into our hearing on tonight, the scripture. Okay, moving right along. Sisters, get ready. We are about to have our song by Sister Lottie Holcomb.
Good evening, sisters. And thanks the admin for this opportunity. And thank you, Sister Lalita, for allowing me to sing. All day long, oh Jesus, I am singing. He's my song of joy will ever be. All the while, he keeps my heart bells ringing. For his love is everything to me. He's my king, and oh, I dearly love him. He's my king, no other is above him. All day long, in raptured praise I sing. He's my savior, he's my king. Streams of love around my soul are flowing. From his heart, love everlasting free.
That is why my faith in him I'm showing. That is why an endless song I sing. He's my king, and oh, I dearly love him. He's my king, no other is above him. All day long, in raptured praise I sing. He's my Savior, he's my King. In his light, I'm going home to glory. With the souls who trust his saving grace, I'm going home to sing and tell his story. In the blessed sunshine of his face, he's my king, and oh, I dearly love him. He's my king, no other is above him. All day long, in raptured praise I sing. He's my Savior, he's my King. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. He is my King. Thank you so much, Sister Lottie, for that beautiful song. All right, now we're getting down to the introduction of our speaker. Yes, and we will be having the introduction done by our Lady Prayer Warrior Administrator, Sister Katrina Baffert.
Hello, my sisters. I have the pleasure of introducing our speaker on tonight, Sister Lalita Crenshaw. Sister Lalita is a member of the Bird Street Church of Christ in Shelbyville, Tennessee. She has been a member of the Lord's Church for 56 years. She was added to the church in April of 1965 at the Green Street Church of Christ in Natchville, Tennessee, where she attended with her grandparents. Sister Lalita became a member of Lady Prayer Warriors in 2017, and that's when she became involved in our 100 Days of Prayer, and ever since then, she has been a participant. Sister Lalita enjoys staying busy for the Lord. She's currently a member of Lady Prayer Warrior Welcome, Health, and ESAF team. She has spoken on several Ladies' Days programs. She has worked with the youth. She has taught Sunday school and Wednesday night Bible classes. And she's presently the facilitator of the Ladies' Devotional and Prayer Ministry at Bird Street Congregation. Sister Lalita also enjoys being a busy family woman. She has four daughters, and she had a son who is now deceased. She has 14 grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, and two granddogs. I don't know what two granddogs is, so I'm going to have to get with her later to find out what two granddogs is. But despite of all that, Sister Crenshaw, considers her family a great blessing in her life. So, sisters, without further ado, please allow me to present to some and to introduce to others our beloved speaker of the hour, our very own Sister Lalita Crenshaw.
Good evening, sisters. I would like for you to start with praying with me. Oh, wise God, our Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight asking you to forgive me of any sins that I have committed or omitted so that as I deliver this lesson in prayer, that they won't be hindered. Thank you, Father, for help and strength and this opportunity to teach a lesson that can help someone tonight. Go with us through this Bible series tonight that it gives you the glory and honor that you deserve. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. Sisters, if I can ask your indulgence just 1 minute, I'd like for you to add to your prayer list my cousin, Sharon McClain. She's in the hospital in ICU at Vanderbilt, and the doctors say it doesn't look good, and they call the family in. And I was just given this message just before I got on the call because I thought she was doing better. And they called back and said, no, we've all been called in. I'm sorry to indulge on you at this time of this, but that is what we do is we pray. So her aunt called and asked if we would put her in our prayer tonight. I want to thank the admins for this opportunity to come to you with this message from the heart. I want to thank all the participants that have done such an awesome job. Sister Sharaka Melton, our president and chief admin, for being the most ultimate host. She works herself to a bone, but she comes through for the Lord every time. Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins for our scripture reading. Sister Elizabeth Francis for such a wonderful job with our opening prayer. Sister Lottie Holcomb for that beautiful song. Sister Holcomb, I love He's My King. Thank you so much. Sister Katrina Stafford for such a wonderful introduction. And grand dogs are my daughter's two dogs. So instead of grandchildren, they're my grand dogs. And Sister Cheryl D. Anderson, who will be bringing us our closing prayer. I also would like to add at this time thanking my mother, who this is her first time calling, and I am honored that she had the time to come on tonight. Our theme this month has been, They Said I Wouldn't Make It. And I like what was added by the sisters at the retreat saying, they said I wouldn't make it, but God. But God brought us through the 100 days of prayer, and we are traveling on. My individual title is, I Made It Because of God. I was talked about. He encouraged me. I was broken. He fixed me. I felt alone. He was there for comfort. I fell down. He picked me up. I was stressed. He soothed my mind. I was sick. He was my physician. I was sad. He comforted me. The journey got rough. He carried me. I felt weak. He gave me strength. I was blind. He gave me sight. They said I couldn't make it, but God. When I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2011, I had friends that were very close to me, and they supported me as I went through my ordeal. But I also had friends and some family that were upset and taking the news very hard. They would say things like, you know that could kill, that you could die from it. Aren't you scared? And my reply would be, no, I'm not scared, because I have a father that is a physician who has never lost a case, and if I die, then it's my time. But I had to be like my brothers, the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel. I had to keep my faith and trust in him who made the heavens and the earth. So I came out of my furnace like the Hebrew boys, without smelling like smoke, because my stage of breast cancer never got past level zero, and I didn't have to have chemo or radiation. But God. You see, I wasn't that good, but my God is most gracious and merciful. He is my father, my confidant, my provider, my waymaker, my strength, my physician, my all. He is my king. And how I dearly love him. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. Then my motto for my life. I have had many ups and downs, some brought on by myself, some I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. I know you know, some of you know about that. And I reaped a bad harvest for those actions. But through it all, my God was there. He provided. He placed someone there to be my refuge. He allowed me to make the mistake of life, but he was there to pick me up when I fell. I'm still holding on. I lost my husband in 1998 to a massive heart attack. His older brother, who helped us through our grief, I lost him that June of 1998. And a year later, my son was killed in an automobile accident. But God, those were the times that he soothed my mind. He comforted me that I was able to go through those times knowing that he had me when there was no one else. He comforted me and gave me wisdom to be able to hold my girls up while they were going through the valley of grief, and my sister-in-law after her husband's death. Late at night, when I would turn over to bounce my thoughts off my husband, he wasn't there. But God was, listening and urging me through the Holy Spirit. Just like when I was writing this lesson, I had to talk to him. Sometimes he got unbearable. It got unbearable because I'd think one way, and then I was moved to go another direction because the grandchildren were not cooperating. So I really had no quiet time or quiet place. I just felt like throwing in the towel. But then I repeated Philippians 4:13 over and over and over again. You see, those that thought that I wouldn't make it are not familiar, I don't guess, with my arsenal. My God is my strength and my fortress. He brings me through the hard times and the good times. The song, they said I wouldn't make it. They said it wouldn't be that I wouldn't be here today. They said I never would amount to anything, but I'm glad to say that I'm on my way. And I'm going more and more each day. There are many that started out with me, but now they've gone astray. But I'm still holding on. I'm still holding to his hand. You see, when I was young, I gave God my hand, and I told him to lead the way. Though the road has been rough and the going's been mighty tough, still I ain't going nowhere. I'm here, right here to stay. Though I've been talked about, and oh, I've been criticized, I had to wipe many tears from my eyes, but I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on to his hand. I'm still holding on. Yes, I'm still in God's holy plan. I'm still holding on, and I'm bound for the promised land. I will never let go of his hand. Through trials and tribulations, I am still holding on. Yes, I'm still in God's holy plan. Though you scandalize my name, I'm still holding on, and I'm bound for the promised land. I will never let go of his hand. I will never let go of his hand. The words to this song sums up a lot for me. I was lost. He saved me, and I'm still holding on. It's not so much as they said I wouldn't make it, but I may have said I wouldn't make it, but God. I'm a living witness that he can save you on your Damascus road. You see, your Damascus road does not have to be a physical road. It can be your life choice. He can relieve you of that sinful journey to persecute and in your blindness of sin. He can show you where he'd rather you go and what he'd rather you do. He can send someone to help guide you. Then it's on you to make that change and follow him. I found that I was in worship every week, Bible study every week, congregational activities every time there were some. But my life choices crucified him daily. Those opportunities to share the word were omitted and sometimes sidestepped. I did whatever felt good at that time rather than what was good in his sight. That was me persecuting and crucifying him all over again. But God loved me through it all. He protected me and my children at times when we were supposed to suffer or get worse, according to man. But God, being the loving Father that he is, allowed us to come through those storms unscathed, unharmed,
And we know that we were delivered for a better tomorrow and a better purpose. So when you are told you can't do it or that you are not worth the salt in your bread, remember who you are. Remember who you belong to. You can make an ugly, he can make an ugly stone that is rough to look at or feel like a beautiful, But that stone he can make into a beautiful, shiny, smooth diamond. Let him chisel you and purify you for his glory and honor. Just continue to hold on to his unchanging hand. And just maybe those that started out with you and went astray can use you as the beacon to bring them back to him. You know, I have a car that is relatively new that was a birthday gift from my youngest daughter in 2019. It is a 2018 Nissan Rogue. I have been truly one blessed and happy driver. Well, to make a long story short, in the past month or so, I started having trouble with my wonderful car that's still under warranty. It will sit a while, and then I need a boost to get it started. Well, I went to the dealership, and she checked the battery with that little machine, you know, they put on it to tell if you're firing off right. And she told me that my battery and everything connected looked good. So maybe that was just a little fluke, and maybe I won't have any more trouble out of it from now on. Just don't leave anything on in the charger port and turn everything off before cutting the car off. So I went on my merry little way, thanking God that it seemed to be a little fluke and praying that I have no more issues. Well, guess what? After that visit to the dealership, it happened again 4 more times. And the not-so-funny thing about it is I called AAA for a boost for them all. Then to tell me that the record service was going to be an hour getting to me. Okay, we waited. And 3 times before AAA got there, after 45 to minutes to 50 minutes, it started up without a boost. Well, yesterday was the last straw. I was about to go to a doctor's appointment, which I ended up having to reschedule, and got in the car, and it wouldn't turn over. I called AAA and started praying. Again, I had to cancel the AAA call because after 40 minutes of praying and napping, I tried to start it, and it started right up. So I had to cancel the AAA call. But also in my napping, I realized that I needed to take it back to the dealership. Well, I ran an errand and headed to the dealership with no money. Remember, I went to the dealership, no money in pocket. Told the representative in service what the problem was, and he escorted my granddaughters and me to the waiting room. While waiting, I called my daughter and I told her where we were and told her that I had no idea what it was going to cost, but I was keeping her in the loop in case I needed her. So while they were working, I was praying. Then he appeared at the door to tell me that they were finished. I said, oh, Lord, here we go. Then he passed me up and handed the lady at the cashier one of my tickets. I stopped and said, wait a minute. But you didn't say how much it's going to be. And I don't know if I have enough money on me to pay for that. And he looked at me and laughed. He said, Miss Crenshaw, you're so funny. You tickle us every time you come in here. He says, but it was under warranty, so you don't have to pay anything. I said, oh, Lord, praise God. I was standing there in the middle of Nissan. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. And the lady that was sitting across from me said, thank you, God. I could hardly sign the work ticket because I was so happy and crying. Thank you, Lord. But God, through all my journey, two mottos for my life. and they were. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. And do unto others as you would have them to do unto you, Matthew 7:12. My grandmother drilled that and drilled that. My mama can attest to that, but she drilled it in them too. Sisters, these two scriptures have been instrumental in stopping me from crucifying him and rather making me look for those opportunities to be a witness for him in places and instances that was not easy all the time, but beneficial to someone else and causing me to smile knowing it is what God would have me do. My journey has been bumpy at times, but God has smoothed them out in such a way that the bumps and bruises were trophies toward my crown. But God. I hope I said something to help someone just realize that, you know, he's there to support us, to comfort us, to help us through those tough times. And I pray that we not only fellowship here, but that we meet on the other side, able to praise our Father with the angels. Sisters and ladies, I'm going to use this harnessed opportunity to offer you a but God. You see, God wants us to obey him to a fault. He wants us to trust him to a fault. He is our shield and refuge, 2 Samuel 22:31, Psalm 7:10 and 13, Psalm 18:35. He only asks us to do just a few things to get us in a better relationship with him. First, you must hear the good news about Jesus, Romans 10:17. Then you must believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he is gone to prepare your place in Zion, Hebrews 11:6. Next, you must repent of your sins, Acts 2:38. Next, confess that Jesus is the Son of the Most High God, Matthew 10:32. And then you must be baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. Once you have been baptized, you are now standing before God to make those life choices that he's planned for you. Oh, yes. That relationship builder needs another element. How many of you know what that other element is? I'll tell you. It's prayer. Prayer. It is essential for your relationship with God to have a path of communication with the Most High God. Prayer is developed from the mind and spoken through the mouth. It is through that speaking you engage angels on assignment. Know that the Holy Spirit is not producing power by your thoughts, but by your spoken word. This is the word of God spoken through your mouth. Remember, the ultimate weapon is prayer, an earthly license for heavenly interference. Understand that prayer is a continuous conversation with God and should be made without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Does that remind you of what we are about? It does me. Lady Prayer Warrior, this is your moment. This license for heavenly interference creates momentum for the spiritual progress of the Christian believer. Prayer is a compulsory spiritual requirement, and it is not voluntary. Prayers involve your vocal system. It has to be audible, not always quiet or silent. The effective and effectual prayers of the righteous avail much. When the prayers involve the whole of your being, those five steps in continuous prayer are your tools for you, but for your but God experience. Now, for those of you that have done the first five steps to have a solid relationship with God, and then all of a sudden you fell from his grace, there's a way back. The Bible says in James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So if you need prayer for something that you have done or omitted in your service, don't be ashamed to ask for forgiveness and prayer. And we as your sisters would be glad to stand in the gap and pray for you. Because of God, we have the strength to continue on because of God. Those but God experiences put a smile on your face. So who do you belong to? Who guides you daily through those storms? I just keep holding on to his unchanging hand. What about you? I want to thank each of you for this opportunity to speak to you, and most of all, for being there for me to love and you to love me back. Thank you, and I pray that God bless each and every one of you and keep you safe to the next appointed time. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. But God experienced. They said I wouldn't make it. Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful, beautiful, powerful lesson. And sisters, next we're going to have our closing prayer, and then we're going to have remarks and comments to support Sister Lolita. Closing prayer will be by Sister Cheryl D. Anderson.
Thank you, Sister Soraka. Father God, we thank you for this moment in time, and we thank you for our livelihood. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you for the faithfulness that you are, the faithfulness that you give to us each and every moment of each and every day. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. And we thank you for forgiveness of sins. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that joins us when we come out of that watery grave of baptism, helping and guiding us through life's journeys. And most importantly, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the fact that we live in a country where we can worship you in spirit and in truth without worrying about hurt, harm, or danger. We thank you, Lord. We come now asking you to be with us, be with this group. Be with your church, be with your elders, be with your deacons. Lord, help us to be on the same page as we worship you and as we run this Christian race. We ask you to be with those who are sick at this time, those in hospitals, those who are in homes, those who are in rest homes. We ask you to be with those who are striving to know you better. We ask you to be with those who are trying to teach your will and teach your way. Lord, help us stand in a way and live in a way of humility where people will feel comfortable in listening to what we have to say, yet hearing your truth. Lord, we ask you to watch over and guide those who are in prisons, praying that even though they're in prisons, they still have a soul, and we pray that they will come to know you before it's everlasting too late. We just ask you to be with our team, the Lady Prayer Warriors. We ask you to be with our various ministries. We ask you to watch over us. We pray that everything that we do and everything that we say will always be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. We pray for each family represented here, the administration, their family. We pray for all of LPW family. We ask you to be with Sister Renetta Wilkerson, who's still in the hospital, Sister Darlene Shelton, who's still in the hospital. We ask you to be with all our members who are bereaved at this time, Sister Mary Irons, Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins, and all who are bereaved at this time. Lord, we thank you for every blessing. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask it all. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Cheryl, for closing us out in prayer. Now, sisters, we're going to have our remarks, first by our Lady Prayer Warrior administrators. I do want to note that Sister Jan is working on tonight. I'm sure she sent her positive sentiments. And Sister Natissa Thompson is at graduation ceremony and cannot speak, and she sends her positive sentiments as well. All right. First, we're going to have our dear sister.